Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour in 30 minutes, I'm going to do about a five-minute news blitz of all the stuff I haven't covered. Then we're going to have popping in with us Luke Radowski, who's running the operations up in New York for the 6th anniversary that I'll be attending. I know we got a lot of phone calls here. Is George, Indiana, still there? I forgot to ask. George, finish up what you were saying real fast. I mean, I think Mike is talking about intelligent people engaging in doublethink and willfully disengaging from society and just saying, I can't change it, I'm just going to be a hedonist, versus actual breakdown of civilization, maybe in the area of Hawaii or upscale area he's in, he isn't seeing it. But, I mean, you haven't noticed, Mike, that some people are actually acting like animals now?
I'm definitely seeing a lot of that, and I think it's part of, you were calling it hedonism. I sort of look at more of it as a nihilism, this idea that no matter what we do, things are going to...
Nihilistic, yeah.
Yeah, very much so. But I think in a lot of cases, you know, certainly thinking is being discouraged as opposed to simply feeling and going along on television-motivated gut instinct. But I think a lot of people are scared to start thinking and forming complete sentences and complete thoughts because it's inevitably going to lead them to some very, very scary places that they don't want to go to.
Well, more than that, we're a couple generations into television now. It's destroying words. I mean, even George Orwell, when he wrote 1984 and 48, was talking about the destruction of the language. I try to read what founding fathers wrote in private letters. I have to get out a encyclopedia or a dictionary, and they're not trying to be wordy. They're just, you know, really had large vocabularies. I read stuff 100 years old. It's. I mean, I see that I'm downgraded. And so the point I'm making is I think we're now seeing the next wave. Pretty soon, I think it's going to be literally like monkeys.
Well, I think Orwell was very accurate, that if you change the language so that the words don't exist for the banned thoughts, then the banned thoughts, you know, will go away. As far as our founding fathers, and certainly going back to reading the works of William Shakespeare, language was the thing they had fun with. They didn't have TV. They didn't have iPods. They showed off with each other by playing with the language, and that was how they proved their social standing. Well, we don't have that anymore. People prove their social standing by wearing the latest Nike shoes or the latest colors and stuff.
It's disgusting. Well, words also become mental images, and words actually help you become more intelligent. It's addicting. I don't know how they who wants some baubles on your hand or some fanciness? I mean, it's not bad to want a nice car, but when that's how you communicate, it's a joke, man.
One more question, Alex.
Yeah.
I'd like for you to speak to the fact that if we do go into martial law, who exactly do they pick up first? Because I have a friend that he's from another country, makes straight A's in college, gets caught rolling a joint outside of a bar, and he's getting ready to do 30 days.
Okay, let me. I appreciate your call, and I'm sure Michael probably concur with us because it's just what we've seen, common sense. Martial law will just be more checkpoints, more bags searched, not having due process if they trump something up to arrest you. But at first, they'll arrest people like foreigners and guys with turbans to make it look legitimate. Then they'll move on against their real targets. Then they can start grabbing bank accounts, start grabbing whole pension funds. And then if you riot in the streets, they'll gun you down. That's why they want the martial law more than anything. Mike Rivera?
Absolutely. It's like that old saying left over from Germany in World War II. First they came for the communists, and I said nothing because I wasn't a communist. It always encroaches. We started out with this idea that we were going to have warrantless surveillance only on foreigners who were calling the United States or people in the U.S. who were calling outside the U.S. Now we find out it's been on total internal phone conversations all along, that they're, you know, they're reading our email. And it's not that we have anything to fear that any one individual is being spied upon. It's just part of a program to keep everybody so scared and worried about who's listening in that they stop talking to each other and continue their emotional and informational dependence upon the TV set.
And now they're setting up 26,000 tattletale preachers, neighborhood squads filling out dossiers on your neighbors. The state police are doing it. I mean, folks, they're not playing games. We're in martial law.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Michael Rivero, riding shotgun with us once a month at WhatReallyHappened.com, has done a lot of research on the D.C. Madam case. So I thought, hey, it's good to have him ride shotgun with us. Then I will get to Nate, John, Will, and a few others, and then get into the news, and then, of course, an update from Luke Radowski up in New York for the 6th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. And we're going to be up there for the memorial, so that's coming up as well this hour. Going to Deborah J. Palfrey, or Jean Palfrey, as she's known, the D.C. madam. We have copies of it. The contract that the girl signed, nothing illegal, standard escort service. She's paid the fee for the escort going. What happens after that, you know, who knows? I mean, this is going on everywhere. Why was she grabbed? Why was her assets grabbed? ABC got the records, the phone records. They found a bunch of prominent people, but say on the TV report that, and I just watched that the other day again, that they weren't going to announce who it was. And that they didn't think it was important. Yeah, it was some high-powered people, but so what? She's now trying to subpoena them to get those records or the results of those records. And so we're honored to have her here with us. Jean Palfrey, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Just in a few minutes here, if you can, just recap and then give us any new info. And then I know Mike Rivero's got some questions for you.
Okay, well, regarding ABC, subpoenaing ABC, we'll be doing that most likely next week. Also, and we're doing that because ABC did not divulge the information that they obtained during their 7.5, almost 8-week investigation into my records. So we very much want to know what they found out that they would not disclose on the 2020 broadcast, which aired last May 4. Also, we have connected with a company called Catafora. Catafora is a data mining company based in Redwood City, California. Very, very prominent company when it comes to finding intractable data. And we are working with them and will be working with them more in the future to dig down into those records and determine who used the service when, under what circumstances.
Because these records go back how many years?
13 years to the fall of 1993.
And so they can data mine and see what phone numbers those were 10, 13 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 months ago, since they've changed. Let's bring Mike Rivero in, because Mike's quite an accomplished investigator from the Vince Foster case. The list goes on and on, and he's been looking into this. Talking to Jean Palfrey, Mike, she obviously believes there's more behind this, that people are being watched, that this was some type of intelligence op or blackmail op going on. Why do you think this case has been so strange, Mike? Or do you have any questions that might help us flesh something out for Jean Palfrey?
Well, first of all, I've been following the case closely, and Gene's actually been on my show at one point. Hi, Gene. Nice to talk to you again.
Same here, Mike.
And but I'm in agreement that the reason there's so much focus on this is because not any one individual person who used the service, but that certain corporations and even government agencies may have been involved, and that this is the real reason that there's an attempt to sort of shut this whole thing down and silence it. My understanding is that ABC itself is on that phone list, and that this is the reason why they decided to back off when they did the story on 60 Minutes. Then again, on the other hand, it may simply be that Congress views any other bordello inside the D.C. limits as unfair competition and wishes to simply get rid of it. So,
what about that piece of info or that intel that Mike's gotten, that ABC is in the phone records? Have you run into that yet, Gene?
Who knows? Who knows who are in those phone records? That's why we are working with a company called Catafora, or certainly will be in the coming weeks, because they have the power, they have the software, they have the technology, they have the wherewithal, the ability to get down into those records, unlike the rest of us who are pretty much, for all intents and purposes, lay people. And we know that the bought and paid for media certainly doesn't want to go down into those records. So who's left to ascertain who really did and did not use the service? Besides, to expect some average Joe Blow out there in Minneapolis, for example, as a hobby, to find out who some of these people were, why they were in D.C. at a certain time, certain patterns in these records, it's really too much. I mean, you would have to be a genius. You would have to have a certain technology, that sort of thing. The folks at Catafora have all of this, and they are the professionals, and we anticipate that they will be able to uncover quite a bit of information that will not lead us in the direction that this is a prostitution service so much as somebody was watching me, and they were watching me for quite a while, as far back as March of 2004 that I can ascertain. They were watching me, and they were watching me for a reason, and it had nothing, and I've said this so many times, and I'll say it again, it had nothing to do with prostitution-related activity.
Mike, why do you think they were watching her?
Well, I think, obviously, that if any particularly influential individual was proven to be using the service, whether or not any prostitution actually happened, it still opens them up to manipulation through blackmail. And as we know, Washington, D.C., everybody's intelligence services are there trying to gain an edge. We know that a lot of our enemies and even a few of our friends are always trying to find ways to blackmail our politicians. If you go back to the Whitewater report, where Bill Clinton informed Monica Lewinsky that some unnamed party had succeeded in recording some of their phone sex conversations and was using them to apply pressure to the White House. So regardless of what was actually going on with the young ladies in question, simply making that connection would be something that could be used to convince a senator or a congressman or an officer or even a corporate official to change their decision on a certain key policy.
Yes, that's absolutely right, and that's one of the very reasons why I put the records out there. This blackmailability, I guess, of certain targets. As my attorney, my long-suffering civil attorney, Mr. Sibley, has often said, and he's soon to become my criminal attorney here very shortly, he said it would have been irresponsible of the various agencies in the D.C. area or national agencies, CIA, NSA, FBI, not to be watching a service like mine. You have to remember, I catered to some of the best people in Washington and around the country and around the world. This was very much a Mayflower Madam-like service, and it was in operation for 13 years, just a little shy of 13 years. It was very unusual for a service to have such longevity and to operate on such a high level. So it is a guarantee that I had certain clients, and it's been proven, who were very highbrow and influential and important political personas. It would have been irresponsible, again, for the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, for various agencies, not to mention foreign agencies, to sit back and not monitor my situation. It's almost a guarantee that they were doing so.
Well, we know they were. As a big data collection pool, and then, of course, to twist people's arms. The bigger question here now is, why didn't ABC release the names that they admit that they found on there? And then the second question, and I want to ask you both this, how do you know you can trust this data mining group if they've got any government contracts because of pressure that can then be put on them via contracts? First, Mike Rivera.
Well, obviously, the way to trust one group is to have a second group working in parallel with it that has no connections. And so with all due deference to Deborah Jean there, I think there are some people working out in the private blogosphere who are quite expert. And by sheer force of numbers, I think they've got something to contribute. Certainly on the little search engine that we put up on whatreallyhappened.com, we did make some very strong connections about where some of these numbers were going.
Yeah, so break that down, Mike, because you've had quite a few discoveries thanks to turning your readers and listeners loose on people.
Yeah, basically, just by sheer force of numbers, we found a lot of contacts. And so my advice to Deborah Jean is definitely go with this professional service, but go ahead and, you know, let the blogosphere act as a double check on what they're finding. Because Alex is right. Any one of these large data mining corporations, if they're doing any government contracts, they can be coerced into hiding certain things or changing certain things or worse, luring you into making a misstatement on which you could be prosecuted or at least smeared and discredited.
Well, that's true, but at least we forget we have Mr. Larry Flynn in the background who is studiously going through these records. I understand that he has contracted out to a private contractor to go through these records as well.
Well, this is his specialty. He loves going after hypocrites. Love him or hate him, that is certainly...
Don't we all?
Yeah. Well, in closing... Jean, would you like to give your website out?
Sure. It's DeborahJeanPalfrey.com. I'm sure if you can't spell it correctly, just spell it somewhat correctly and up will come something. But it's DeborahJeanPalfrey.com.
And we've got a link to you up on Infowars.com for people that are lazy like myself. Deborah, thank you so much, Deborah Jean Palfrey, for popping in on the show. And as things develop, I'd like to continue to have you come in and give us updates. We're very thankful.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Deborah.
All right. There goes Jean Palfrey, ladies and gentlemen. Mike?
Yes.
Just in the 30 seconds we've got left, any comments you want to add about her case?
About her case, yeah, there's definitely intelligence overtones here. As she said, it's very unusual for an operation like that to last that many years. And go back and look at the Israeli spy story that Carl Cameron put on Fox News. Where they were entrenched was the phone billing records. So there is no question that Israeli intelligence had copies of all of her records even before she made them public.
Man, I tell you, it just keeps popping up, our friends in Israel.
Yes, it does.
I mean, you know me. I'm not here trying to pick a fight with Israel or Israel supporters. It just, we got a report that keeps popping up, Mike.
Yeah, we do, and they're going to scream anti-Semite. But, yes, we do have to keep reporting on these stories as they come up, whether it's the dancing Israelis, the people in the kiosks, the art students. It's a real situation, and it has to be dealt with.
It does. Mike, thanks for spending time with us.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back with your calls, then Luke Radowski.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
All right, we're going to go to Nate, William, Rhonda, Pat. Luke's coming up, but for about 10 minutes, we'll have time to get all your calls. Got a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet that I at least want to mention. Right now, John in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, sir.
Yes, Alex. I didn't want to dwell on the disagreement I have with you. It's just a perfunctory qualifier. Whenever I tell people to check out Infowars.com, I always include the writings of Webster Tarpley, who I'm closer in agreement with, or Ralph Schoenman on takingaim.info, takingaim.info, because you were talking about the problem of the Zionist being joined at the hip with the most mad warmongers in the military-industrial complex in this country. And even if you check on Google, Zionist collaboration with the Nazis, Zionist support for Nazis, you'll find hundreds of thousands of articles documenting how far from being the protectors of the Jews against anti-Semitism, the Zionist organization collaborated directly with the Nazis.
And they radiated 110,000 Sephardic Jewish children. I know, but the founders of Israel were avowed, at least they said they were, socialists. So how do you square that?
No, they're not. Actually, they collaborated, and if you'll check out Ralph Schoenman's stuff on Infowars.com,
You plugged it twice. I've had Ralph on the show, but if it's deliberate and obnoxious, John, I'm not going to let you do it. Look, I let you plug it twice. I don't care if you plug it 25 times. But you're here on air. You don't have to do like a woodpecker saying it over and over again. Go ahead and make your point.
The point I'm making is that the Zionist organizations actually betrayed the Jews. And, in fact, they were allied with Himmler and Eichmann against the communists and the socialists, who were the leading resistance against the Nazis.
That is true.
And if you look at the fact that these 26,000 pastors who are acting as the Judenrat against the people in this country and their flock, the ram that leads the sheep to slaughter, they had their antecedent by Rudolf Kastner, who was one of the leading Zionists collaborating with the Nazis to pacify the Jewish people who were being slaughtered in Hungary. A million of them killed and sent to the Auschwitz concentration death camps. And he made an actual alliance with Himmler and Eichmann to pacify them, say they were going to just
top scholars who are Jewish, by the way, in the U.S. have written books on that. And that's the thing the ADL and Southern Poverty Law can't deal with, is the fact that the Zionists literally supported Hitler from his foundations. They love it when you deny that Hitler was bad and deny he killed people, because that's a fraud and a lie. Hitler was bad and he did kill millions. But they do not like it when you attack them. Well, that's just like when I attack Arnold for being a Nazi, they attack me. I mean, he's a real live Nazi, says he admires Hitler, gives speeches about it, and then you're a Nazi if you say a Nazi's bad. And it's because they're Nazis.
It's incredible that they have so much power posing as the defenders and the guardians of Jews against anti-Semitism, and they were the collaborators with the Nazis in the Holocaust. And you can check those sites, even Google, to find that out. And they now are in a position where everyone goes on bended knees. The Democrats, the Republicans, every one of the leading Democrats makes their pilgrimages.
What do you think of all the big liberals worshiping Hillary, and she's 10 points ahead of everybody? And
she receives more money than any politician from the APEC Israeli lobby. All of the leading politicians make their pilgrimages on bended knee to tell them anything you want, any aggression you want to perpetrate, we'll call it defense, we'll saber rattle against Iran. We have no hope among the leading Democrats as much as from Hillary or any of these people. They could be even more dangerous because Bush is damaged goods now. People are catching on to him. And the Democrats are selling war, this disastrous war against Iran, even more effectively than Bush could. They are absolute traitors, just like the Zionists did in collaborating with Hitler, just like these 26,000 pastors are acting as the pacifiers, the ram that's going to lead the people to the slaughter.
Just the Judas goat.
Did. Yeah, the Judas goat. And I think that we've really got to stop this fear that if we're going to be called anti-Semitic, if we criticize these mad, raving dual citizens within the U.S. military complex that are simply carrying out the most extreme versions of war that is going to lead us into disaster. And, I was reading on Counterpunch, and I don't like some of the things he puts on there because he's, for some strange reason, against the 9/11 truth movement. But there was an article there about how if you want to get a gauge of who's supporting this war against Iran that will lead to catastrophe, 10 to 20 times as much money from the APEC lobby is going to all those Democrats who support this saber rattling against Iran.
I know. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you. on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Yeah, there's no doubt that Israel is ordering the United States, I mean, ordering in their newspapers to attack Iran. And the question is, does the tail wag the dog? The question is, will they be able to do it? And then there's a collection of other interests who want to attack, who want power, who want control. But Israel's out front in it. And you've got other military interests doing it, media interests. You've got, I have to say, the large swaths of the establishment who are very wicked in their own right are not for what's happening. Now, Saudi Arabians kind of like the attack on Iran. They're not friends with them. They hate them because Iran is Shiite. And Saudi Arabia is, of course, the big enchilada there, and they're almost completely Sunni. The opposite, the group from which Al-Qaeda springs. I'm not getting into a Sunni versus Shiite argument here. The point is that's why it's so crazy when I hear, we've got to attack Iran, they're with Al-Qaeda. It just for those that don't know, for those that don't know where the U.S. is on a map, you tune in for the first time, you know, you're like Miss Teen USA from South Carolina. That's the opposite group, okay? It's a joke. Our military's been taken over. Our government's been taken over. The very people trying to launch this war are the individuals that are destroying our sovereignty, our currency, our way of life by design. They are our enemies. And I don't want to be a slave. Bondage, I've never experienced it. I've experienced oppression and police state and humiliation and things, and that's fine. But true bondage is not something I want my family or your family to experience. And believe me, they, the government, the criminals that run it, say they're forging bondage for all of us. You can hear the chains clanking that they want to put on us. And, you know, if you want to go along with tyranny, that's fine. May your chains, as Patrick Henry said, sit lightly upon you. Go from us. Forget that you are our brother, our brethren, our countrymen. But make the decision. At least admit you're a groveling slave. Admit you're a coward. Admit you want tyranny. Admit you don't care. Admit you have no respect for yourself. Don't sit there and say, we're not patriotic and we're bad. Listen, you don't know what a PDD is. You don't know what an executive order is. You haven't read them. You don't know our history. You haven't read the Anti-Federalist Papers. You haven't read the Federalist Papers. You don't know the straits we're in. You don't know history. And I'm tired of you shooting your mouths off. All right, I promise we're going to get to Nate, William, Rhonda, and Pat. That'll be it for calls. I'm going to get to you. I've got five or six news articles I want to hit, too. We're going to cram those in the last segment. But right now, I want to bring Luke Radowski up. Luke, big events coming up in New York. This is the sixth anniversary. It's almost here. People need to be part of history. And if it didn't go into New York, folks, pick another issue and get involved. Sovereignty, the borders, the currency, the economy. I mean, we're in crisis at every level. But I'm telling you, it can't get any more historical than this. And your presence there to force the mainstream media to report, which they had to do last year, that there are thousands of people there who don't buy the official story, that is key. Because when you have the murdering New World Order culprits who carried out the attacks up there grandstanding and posing as saviors and using the deaths of the 2,800-plus people they killed as fuel for their New World Order and the further destruction and dismemberment of our beloved republic, it demands resistance. It demands that we stand up. It demands that affront, that blasphemous, disgusting fraud demands that we be there. And we're going to be there. Now, the big one that all of you got to be at is 8 in the morning. And it's going to go until noon, but so you can show up at 10 if you want. But it's best to be there early in the morning. And if you won't get up early for your country, I don't know what you're going to do. They're in New York, and if you live in New Jersey or Ohio or Connecticut or New Hampshire or any surrounding areas, you need to go to New York. You need to take off Monday and Tuesday and drive out there and come to the event. That is the key, that silent vigil. And then there's a separate demonstration we're going to have after that there. And details are at wearechange.org. Go to jonesreport.com. We have a big link to it. But there's a lot of other events. Luke, tell folks about the events that are coming up.
Well, it's going to be historic, and we all know 9/11 is an inside job, but now it's time to do something about it, and we're really going to provide something to do the right thing. And we're doing a fundraiser. We're going to have 3 days of events. The events start off on Sunday at New World Stages here in New York City. At Webster Hall, one of the nightclubs here in New York City, and we're going to have Richard Gage, we're going to have family members, we're going to have rescue workers, we're going to have celebrities such as Daniel Sunjata, Christine Ebersole, and of course we're going to have you, Alex Jones, premiering your greatest, I think it's going to be one of your better documentaries, Endgame. After that, we're going to have a truth stock with M1 from Dead Presidents performing. The day after that, that's where we're going to be going to New World Stages on Monday. And that's where we're going to have our truth stock with many, multiple events there. We're going to have more family members, more rescue workers, more celebrities. And this is where we're going to premiere Loose Change Final Cut. And then we're going to have another conference, another concert from Remo Conscious and M1 from Dead Presidents. And as it's going on, we're going to have all the activists there. We're going to have all the main Not Eleven Truth people there. We're going to be showing movies all day. We're going to have a big tribute to Aaron Russo. We're going to have a big tribute to Dan Wallace. It's and all proceeds, all profits. Nobody's getting paid for this. Not even you, Alex. You're flying yourself in it, even Alex. That's how ridiculous it gets. All profits go to the first responders. All money that's raised is going straight to the people who need it most. And that's the New Yorkers. That's the 50,000 New Yorkers which are dying because of the EPA's lies on 9/11. And it's really, we all need to come together. And on 9/11, at Ground Zero, we could really reach critical mass. We could make the mainstream media cover us. We could make... We have to stand up for truth and justice with the family members, with the Rex Yorkers. We have to stand up for something that's right, and we have a perfect opportunity to do that in a peaceful, silent vigil during the memorial of 9/11. We can't let these criminals take the victims of 9/11 and use them for their own agendas. We have to take their names back for truth, love, justice, and everything else that's good in this world, and we have a perfect opportunity to do that on this anniversary here in New York City on 9/11/07.
Absolutely, my friend. And Luke, I've only seen you do great work. I've only seen you have a good spirit in this fight and to be focused, and the fruits that you've borne are just absolutely amazing. And I commend you for your leadership and everybody that's involved with you trying to be the change that you want to see in the world. All the details at wearechange.org. Folks, the great darkness is upon us, but in the darkness the light shines many times brighter, and all of us are those little lights that can burn like the sun if we all burn together against this tyranny. And I'm telling you that you don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to save the world by yourself. With God's help, if you just put one foot in front of the other and put yourself in front of the enemy, if the good people take the field and go out on the field against the enemy, we cannot lose. And that's how this starts. I want to see you in New York City coming up. And you know, even if you can only come on Saturday and then go back, or Sunday to the events and can't be there on 9/11, that's fine. But make a pilgrimage to this event. We want to see you there. This is so important. The New World Order told us that 9/11 was the foundation of the new world, a new world of tyranny, a new world of police state, a new world of endless 100-year war, a new war of a national draft, a new war of bondage and humiliation, and America's name being hated across the planet. We have to take 9/11 back, and we have done that already with the majority of Americans, but we have to take it even more now, fully back. We cannot let the enemy still have their high ground and their strongholds. We have to go, and we have to face them, and we have to be there. Everyone bring your camera. I want to see everybody there. Be part of history, ladies and gentlemen. Literally put yourself in front of the enemy. Put yourself right in front of those devils, and make no mistake, folks, they're real live devils. They're going to be at this event. Real live devils in that pit, sucking off the life force of those they killed. We need to be there and let them know. When Bush walked into that church across the street, he could hear me screaming right at him that he was a traitor and a piece of filth, and that the people of the world knew that he was a minion of those that carried out the attacks. You must let them at an animal level know that you're going to fight them. You must let them know at an animal level that we are never going to stop. Because let me tell you, if they didn't have resistance, we would already be in World War IV by now. Luke?
We have to speak truth to power. The only thing stopping the destruction of America is the American people themselves. Show up to New York City, 9/11, 6 years. This is the only place to be at. There's no other place to be at. This is the one moment. I think this is the only chance. It's either now or never to take this country back. We have the chance now to make the wrongs right. Let's do it in New York City. Let's raise some money for the first responders. Let's educate as many people as we can. Let's motivate. Let's organize. Let's network. And let's create a power and force that's going to bring this new world order down. And it's going to bring truth, justice, peace, and love to everybody, and let's do the right thing. Show up there. This is going to be a historic moment. You're going to be kicking yourself if you're not going to show up to New York City,
Luke,
at Ground Zero.
You bet, Luke. We'll be talking to you Thursday again on the show. God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
Now, listen to me, folks. If you can't make it, family's coming into town, or you're closing on a house, or you're starting a new job next Monday, whatever the reason, you're going in to have a cancer on your back looked at or cut out, whatever's going on. The kids are sick. Grandma's having surgery. I understand some of you can't make it. Tell your email list about it. Your MySpace. Call into talk radio. Help us get big numbers there. Okay, let's go to some calls. Thanks for holding. Who's up first here? Nate in Tennessee. Thanks for holding. You're a real trooper. Welcome.
Hey, no problem, Alex. It's always great to talk with you.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to bring up the thing, the war with Iran, and it seems they're really kind of pushing it in a different way. Usually, you know, the terrorist attack precludes the war action, but now it seems like it's almost as if using the example of like an abusive spouse that, you know, thinly hides their cheating and whatnot, and then when they're confronted about it, they just openly say, yeah, well, yeah, you know, this is what we're doing, and we're going to do whatever we want, you know, however.
Well, that's why the neocons and Republican memos and governors and the heads of parties and senators said, we need 9-11, 9-11 helps us, and then they put out a report saying 9-11 was good, we need more. They may come out and say, yeah, we killed you. I mean, that's how evil they are.
Yeah, well, see, that's, I mean, but just with Iran, it's just, it's so odd because it's almost as if they're just, it's almost as if they're attacking this revolution of critical thought that has occurred with a large part of the American population by saying, yeah, we don't have any logical, rational reason to go with to war with Iran, but we're going to do what we want, you know, whenever we want, however we want. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of bring that up, that it's and anybody that studied the psychology of people that do that, you know, that attitude, you know, when they finally say, yeah, we're abusive, we do whatever we want, that always precludes total insanity on the part of those people, you know. So I just, you know, wanted to bring that to the forefront, that that's a sign of just total, I mean, they're going to completely open up on us if they do this, if they're allowed to do it. So.
No, that's my point. This is not going to be a cold war, and I appreciate your call, Nate. This is not going to be a cold war against humanity anymore. They hired Mao to kill all those people. That's now declassified. Our government admits they put him in. They helped put the Bolsheviks in to run their ops. And they helped put Hitler in, the Milner Group, the British financed him the whole way, along with the U.S. And they do it. I mean, they say when they start big wars and tear things up and bring people to the edge, they get to consolidate. This is what all elites have done throughout history. They try to wage bigger wars to get more power. And to them, it's the excitement of life that they could go to prison, they could get caught, they could lose the war. A nuclear war could start. It makes it exciting. I mean, this is what they're into. And they've got a lot of brainwashed people out there who are not even dumb. A lot of police and people aren't dumb. They're tricked. They're mesmerized. They're like under a spell, you could say. And most of them are awake now. That's the good news. So the globalists now kind of need to escalate into the next level to keep it going. But, I mean, when they've got paid talking heads, and this has come out, and, of course, Congress said it was illegal, but they keep doing it, out saying martial law is good, we need martial law. I know I said this first hour, but that is a big deal. And when they're signing the orders and they're gearing up for it, I mean, maybe a year from now, thank God this hadn't happened. People, I know, email me and say, he always says there's going to be martial law. And it doesn't happen. Well, yeah, I mean, I went to urban warfare drills and watched Marines, as I've said, training to take our guns and put us in camps and admitting it, and I put a video out of it. And I started saying martial law is a real danger. I mean, they're training for it. And then now they've built up this huge muscle, this huge apparatus, this whole thing to do it, this whole weapon aimed at us. I mean, I don't know if they're going to do it. But they're sure going ahead with it. I've never seen such a buildup. I mean, it's like those aircraft carriers in the Gulf. And they're openly talking about hitting Iran. I don't know if they're going to hit them. But they sure are making every indication they are. I mean, they really are probably going to try to arrest people and take over the U.S. and literally do it. I mean, I just... And I guess a lot of weak-minded people are going to go along with the propaganda. And others are going to be scared and serve it. And I've studied history. It's not good for people on average. This is going to be bad for the economy, bad for everything. This is just, but I guess it's entertaining for the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. I mean, entertaining for Dick Cheney and Hillary. Bunch of power mad nuts. See, normal people just want to live their lives. The globalists, they want total power. Rhonda in North Carolina, then William. You're on the air, Rhonda.
Hello?
Hi, Rhonda. Yes, go ahead.
Well, you were talking about standing up for what's right and fighting for what's right. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. But if you live in the place that I live in, For 2 years now, I have been trying to get help. Around here, you can lose somebody, a loved one. People don't want to put it in the paper because their houses are going to get robbed. And the police don't do anything. Nothing.
Well, North Carolina keeps popping up for black hole behavior. I mean, just really weird stuff going on in North Carolina. Specifically, what's happened to you?
Well, like I said, her house was broken into several times. She was found in her home. She passed away. I kept hearing that she didn't have any personal belongings. And I'm like, wait a minute, my mom didn't run around house nude, and she sure as hell always wore jewelry. Well, those just disappeared.
Yeah, the cops took her stuff, yeah.
No, it wasn't the police, actually. It was the funeral home.
Well, that's what I mean. Well, I mean, I just saw the cops stealing a dead vet's guns after he died on Discovery Channel. And the point was, they thought it was normal to engage in crime on camera. But see, I mean, it's just all reached la-la land. Stay there. But I hear about this with the funeral home or the cops or others just take whatever they want. It's so far gone, folks. So far gone. I just can't even tell you.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Here's the headline on PrisonPlanet.com. Protesting Bush outlawed at APEC meeting. Authorities turned Sydney into prison camp. Refused permission for Maine organizations to march, characterizing protests as an unlawful act. Nowhere in the city are you allowed to even say you're demonstrating. Boom, you're arrested. And that's the way it was in Montebello, and that's the way it's going to be everywhere else. That's the new system, folks. Just like in Russia, you can't protest. Right now, Putin has you arrested. They all work together. And the big news I wanted to get to, and never really did today, and I can't even do it justice now because I want to let Rhonda and Williams have some words here. Edwards backs mandatory preemptive care. Once they get you in their clutches, they can force the vaccines and other treatments on you. In Russia and China and places like that, they tried to make it mandatory. They use it as a tool of control. They can then say what is obese. They can then tell you what you've got to eat or you're not insured. And here's the headline. Should not treat those with unhealthy lifestyles, say Tories. That's in England. See? Oh, well, it's socialized. We're paying for you, so you can't eat this kind of meat or you can't do that. It's the control, the big brother control it brings, the surveillance it brings. It's the nanny state. It's like when you sign up for Head Start now, mothers don't know that means you get three CPS visits. And then they claim, well, now you're on the dole. It's about getting control of you. So I had about 50 other points on that, but we're out of time. Finishing up real fast, Rhonda. So where do you live in North Carolina?
I live in Scotland County.
And so what ended up happening? They just taken all her stuff?
The nursing or the funeral home, yeah, and I've got their personal signature where he signed when he got it.
And so she lived in the house, and what did they take?
The funeral home was the one that got her personal belongings. The house, it was the computer, television, VCR, microwave, basically anything that was any kind of value, and...
Okay, who got that? Who got that?
I don't know.
Well, listen, write it up for me. Send me an email. Send it to Aaron at Infowars.com. Maybe I'll have you or somebody on as a guest. Listen. Families are gone. And there's a lot of people. There's a lot of these yuppies who are going to end up with no children when they are 75, 80 years old. And they're just going to be euthanizing you by then. And I'm glad you're a neighbor that cared about her. See, that's not good. You're not supposed to care. You're just supposed to ignore the fact this kind of stuff goes on. And just watch your television set. Don't even know your neighbors. We're literally being taken into the matrix right now. This is how we're getting inserted into the matrix. Seduced by the television, not talking to people anymore, not using language. It's very sick what's happening. William in Florida, last caller, go ahead.
Hey, sir, I really appreciate your program. Briefly, I'd like to mention that I just finished reading a book called Soldiers of Misfortune by a Mark Sauter, Avon Publication. The book is endorsed by U.S. General Westmoreland, who passed away recently. He was in charge of all U.S. military forces in Vietnam.
Yes,
He said that every American needs to read this book called Soldiers of Misfortune in order to stay free. It should be in every library.
What does the book say?
The book says it talks about the capture of 24,000 American soldiers after World War II.
It's the big book out about leaving soldiers behind, yeah.
Right, yeah.
I'm out of time. Call me back tomorrow about it. In fact, I remember hearing about that book and meaning to get the authors on. Oh, yeah. I mean, for cops and military, let me tell you something. You get left behind, they could care less about you. You're lower than pond scum to them. And if it isn't, I mean, they'll make some guy who's captured a hero out of there wanting to demonize somebody. But when a war is over and they're pulling out, the Russians got, it was 22,000, 24,000. They debate the number, and our government just said, keep them as slaves. That's mainstream news. Just take them. Imagine how evil the government is now.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.